Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome everybody today to a one-on-one interview with Sister Aziza. To get to know our sister as a new revert to Islam. Hopefully her story can inspire others. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum salam.
So what's your name?
My name is Aziza Shamsuddin Nur al-Huda. But I was born Changsi Gu, and in America I'm known as Chelsea Gu. I was born May 27th, 1987, in Nanjing, China. That's southern China. And I grew up there till I was about 6 years old, until I came to the U.S. With my parents. They immigrated here when I was six.
MashaAllah. Your Islamic name is beautiful. The meaning of it is
dear, powerful, son of the way of life. Light of guidance.
MashaAllah. I guess the first question that comes to me today is your road to Islam. In other words, people have sometimes life-changing experiences or things that happen in their life that leads them to Islam. Can you discuss briefly the road you took before discovering Islam?
Yes, I can. I grew up as a single child, and I found that my childhood was pretty lonely. I was pretty empty, always looking for things. I always felt lacking in whatever. When I was 10 years old, my parents divorced, and as a young kid, I felt shattered inside in pieces, here and there, not knowing where I was or what I was doing, missing the light, missing my road, missing my path in life, not knowing what my purpose was, and always feeling empty inside. I resorted to bad things like drugs and eating disorders and shoplifting, and my journey was extremely long and arduous, and I think a lot of people can relate to my story. For example, I had my eating disorder, bulimia and anorexia for about 7 or 8 years. It was pretty extreme, and starting when I was 13. And that led me to like shoplifting because I couldn't afford my habits. So, you know, I became like a thief, and I didn't stop until I met somebody and they made me stop. But I lost a lot of things because I was naive. And so I gave myself away, and I was very lost and empty inside. And I gained one thing, but I lost another, and so I still felt very empty inside. It was like two steps forward, two steps back. So I was always still weak. You know, I would be strong and strong and then be weak and weak. So they just cancel each other out and I end up back in zero. And before Islam, there was nothing to stabilize me. And I just felt so empty and weak and like broken inside. It was not a happy life, and it wasn't peaceful at all.
I hear you mention the word weak and empty. Is it fair to say that after reverting to Islam, the emptiness was filled, or the weakness was strengthened? And if so, how?
Yes, because in Islam, the whole word and the meaning for me is peace and happiness. After I met Brother Ahmed and Amira, they showed me so much kindness and generosity and charity and peace and happiness. And I saw what life could be as not something fake, not something material, but something spiritual for the heart and for the soul, and something that I could rely on no matter what, wherever I was, no matter what I was doing. I could just pray to God, Allah, for peace, and I would get peace miraculously. After I found faith, this is what happened. I would just pray in any situation when I felt like I was spiraling out of control for faith and peace and happiness, and I would get it. Thanks to Allah, the Almighty.
MashaAllah. I guess the next question would be, what aspect of Islam or, you know, convinced you or gave you a feeling that, you know, this was the right thing, this was the true religion? You know, people sometimes, reverts many times, say, you know, I read the Quran and this ayah really jumped out at me, or this pillar of the religion really struck me. What one part or one pillar or one ayah of in Islam really related to you the most and made you know Islam was the right way of life?
For me, since I don't know too much about Islam, that's true. But what I do know is that there's a lot of truth. It's true. The religion is true. And I've read certain things about science, about natural sciences, about human science that was revealed in the Quran 1400 years ago that have only been recently discovered in the last 40 years of modern science. And how could an illiterate prophet, for example, give such eloquent words and such profound knowledge if it wasn't from some creator, some all-knowing, all-wonderful being, you know, who put those words in his mouth and revealed to us all the wisdom of his ways and his knowledge and his power? And I learned about human development through that way. Like the waves and the oceans, how they're formed and their beauty, and cloud formations, and all of this really recent stuff that we've just been able to discover through very modern, expensive equipment and research in science was revealed to us in the Quran 1400 years ago. And that to me is miraculous, and that to me says there's truth in the religion and there's an almighty being that's out there and who's looking after all of us, giving us truth and light and wisdom and divinity.
How has your life changed after converting to Islam, as far as everyday things like, you know, friends, family, school, work? What changes have occurred in your life?
Since I've embraced Islam, and even before I embraced Islam, because Islam to me is more than just an idea or just more than a rite of passage. It's not like bam, boom, you're Islamic, all of a sudden your life changes. No, it's a way of life. You look at it through like an idea or as a complete faith and complete change of mind, a complete change of soul, a complete change of body. And for me, that way of thinking, those new principles in life have brought me peace and happiness and wisdom and a new lens to see life differently. For example, bad friends I've had in the past who would use me sort of like as a garbage dump to just ramble on and on about their problems. And when I would try to be genuine with them after the knowledge I've seeked, and you know, after I've gotten stronger, I would try to talk to them and they wouldn't listen. And so these friends I've noticed have become not friends, but people who have made me weak, sort of like Shaitan's devils, you know, averting me from the path, and making me go back. And my life, as you've seen already, was a mess, and I don't want it to be like that. So ever since I've embraced Islam, I've cut those friends, quote-unquote friends, from my life, because I want to continue to grow and prosper and be filled with light and hope and faith and happiness and peace, and not full of devils and doubt and weakness, which is like, you know, uncertainty, you know, confusion, craziness, wackiness, you know, illegal activities, bad things. Ever since I've embraced Islam, my life has been more calm, more peaceful, more together, more about me, and it's given me a sense of direction and a sense of strength as a result. And it's helped me strengthen my heart. And it's really cleared up my lenses as to what's good and bad in life.
MashaAllah. Yeah, companionship is very important in Islam. To surround yourself with good Muslim brothers and sisters to uplift you as a person and as a Muslim. My next question would be, when you're faced with a tough situation in life, as we all are, we're all tested, how has Aziza, the Muslim sister, faced a tough situation in life as opposed to before Islam?
Before Islam, his brother Ahmed would use that analogy of having a helicopter circling around your head, always full of noise and rambling and misdirection. I wouldn't know what to do. I was scrambled inside. I would feel panicky if a situation came up that I didn't know, and I would be full of doubt and confusion and just complete unhappiness and not good inside. But ever since Islam, I pray, and each day by day, my strength is found in Iman, and I'm able to look forward and be filled with faith, all knowing that God will provide for me. He will give me if I serve Him. If I work for Him, He will work for me. If I give to Him and others, He will provide for me in a certain way. And so in that way, Islam for me, it's giving me a sense of security. It's giving me a sense of belonging and peace and looking forwardness in life, determination, confidence, all of that. And day by day, I feel like that's getting stronger. This is what Islam has given me so far.
So it's safe to say that prayer helps you through these tough situations.
Most definitely. I think it's the thing I resort to most of all beyond anything in Islam is prayer.
As a Muslim, you know, we're always asked when we're younger, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want, you know, what do you want out of this world? I guess my question to you would be, as a Muslim, how did that answer to that question change before Islam and after Islam? What do you want to be? Who do you want to be?
Before Islam, I wanted to be, I guess, somebody important, somebody who, I'm not sure really. Before Islam and I was growing up, everybody would fill my mind with ideas like, you have to be a lawyer, you know, the typical Asian strict family motives and upbringing, those kinds of things that they implant in your head. Important, you know, be a lawyer, be a dancer, be a doctor if you want to be serious. That's what my dad tells me still to this day. You have to, if you want to be serious, you should be a doctor or a lawyer. But ever since I've embraced Islam, I feel like life is so much more than that. I want to be a good person. I want to be somebody with a soul, not just a shell. You know, going through the motions, not knowing what he really wants, and being fake on the outside, having a car and a life and a swimming pool and jacuzzi and all these men and parties and clothes and money and jewelry, and be full of emptiness and devils on the inside. Because at the end of the day, girls like that, and I've been one of those girls, around those girls, and I've felt it. Like, they're empty inside. At the end of the day, they cry. And so I guess after embracing Islam, I want to be the opposite of that. I want to be filled with substance and sustenance and things other than money and power. And because life is so much more than that, you know, God is here to serve us. We're here to serve God in this life in the best way that we can, in this life and in the hereafter. And I want to be a good Muslim and to serve Him in the best way that I can, so that I can achieve the maximum amount of happiness now and in the hereafter.
I guess the next question I would say, how long have you been a Muslim, sister?
I've been a Muslim for about 8 days.
MashaAllah, fairly new. MashaAllah.
Yes.
Sister, my next question I want you to think about before you answer. If Sister Aziza could sit with Chelsea a year ago, what advice would Sister Aziza give Chelsea a year ago?
I I would have told her to have more faith, because that's the thing that was lacking most of all in my life. And that's the thing that saved me this day, a year later. So to Chelsea a year ago, I would say, have more faith in God, pray, because He will provide for you. He will give you if you serve Him and if you be good to Him and others and yourself.
Do you feel like you've been reborn, or you're a new person in a new life, and you have to relearn everything as far as the basic things like thinking and feeling and talking?
Yes. In thinking and talking, I've learned in Islam that it's best to keep your mouth shut. And the less you can say, the better. Because sometimes I've found in a lot of cases, your words are used against you, especially in the company of wrong people and in the presence of devils. They'll twist your words around and make you feel miserable, and they'll use that against you. So in Islam, I've learned so far that in thinking and talking, you have to really think about it, ponder it, chew it, swallow it, digest it before you give it back. And you have to know when to give it back. You have to know when to dispel this knowledge and wisdom to the right people at the right time, to benefit the most people and to cause less harm to more to the most people, and just for the maximum benefit. Did I answer that question right?
My next question is a basic one, but I think an important one. Are you happy? And if you are happy, talk about why you're happy.
I'm definitely happy because ever since I embraced Islam, I found that there's always people around me. I can always count on God. And if not God, there's always good Muslim sisters and brothers around. I'm very blessed in that I've met these people and that I feel like my soul is pure and not corrupted so far. And I'm very blessed and very happy about that. I'm happy because when I pray to God and when I ask for things, He usually gives them to me. And when good things happen to me, I like to pray and humble myself because I don't want to become arrogant and ignorant. I'm happy because all of this has given me peace whenever I pray, and my relationship with my mother has gotten better miraculously, even before I embraced Islam. Like, my relationship got better with her. She noticed a definite change in me, and that makes me so happy because I thought before I was never good enough for her. But ever since I embraced Islam, it's like she recognizes me as a daughter now because I started giving back and I started changing myself. And I've learned that you have to change yourself first before you can change other people, because people get used to you. You know, they see you as, say, Chelsea, and they see, oh, look at her past. She must be filled with problems. And so they treat you like that. But if you just stay quiet and be yourself and observe those changes and make conscious effort to change and to be a better person and to strive to learn and acquire knowledge every day, that eventually they'll notice a change, slowly but surely. Like, my mom has noticed a change. My dad, he's become more attractive to me in that he's more proud of me now. He wants to talk to me more. Like, he's attracted to me. I think I'm developing a personality and emanating light in that, you know, so people will want to talk to me and they'll want to be with me because they feel good, or you know, I spread goodness, or, you know, I give them happiness or a sense of just calm or peace, which I think this world needs so much.
So in these 8 days, what has jumped out at you the most in being a Muslim?
In being a Muslim, faith has jumped at me the most, Because it's the thing that keeps me going. It's the thing that's always there for me. No matter if it's the middle of the night, I feel weak, my medication's taking its toll on me, I'm having withdrawal symptoms from trying to get off of them. Whatever the circumstance, I'm going crazy because my mother wants me to do this and that, I'm going wacko, whatever. But faith keeps me calm, it keeps me grounded, and it actually makes me stronger because I've learned through these 8 days and through reading, not just sitting here and being a zombie. It's a conscious effort in learning and acquiring wisdom. I've learned that faith is so powerful, and not just, it gives you like a vision, and I want to do good now, and I want to do good 10 years from now, 1 year from now, 1 month from now, 1 week from now, all the way till I die. I want to continue to grow, continue to be more powerful, continue to have more strength, and continue to spread this goodness however I can to the best of my ability, so those people around me and whoever can benefit from me. I want to share goodness. I want to develop more faith, be a stronger person. I want to keep going. I want to just be so strong for myself and for others and for Allah.
You mentioned the word faith. A question that comes to me when I hear you speak about faith is, did you ever look for faith in other places? Did you ever look for faith in other religions?
Yes. Before Islam, I was introduced to faith at a pretty young age, actually, Western faith. When I grew up in Utah, I was 6 till I was 10, so for about 3 to 4 years, I lived with Mormons, and my mother had many Mormon friends, and so we would, you know, socialize with them a lot, and they would show me, like, the way of their churches and the way of life, and for whatever reason, I wasn't grounded in that. For whatever reason, I didn't acquire faith that way. Again, faith came to me when I was 10 years old. My mother sent me to a Christian camp, and I was baptized in front of hundreds of people. And they tried to give me faith. They tried to save me from eternal hellfire. And in a way, they did, because I embraced Jesus Christ. I said, I love Jesus. And I truly did. In my heart, I believed I was saved. I believed that there was a Savior for me, and that was Jesus Christ. And I went home from my camp, and my mother said to me, and I said, Mom, I love Jesus Christ. And she totally surprised me. I thought she would be happy that I found faith, that I'd have found happiness, that I'd found someone to save me. But instead she said, no, you can't love Jesus Christ. You have to love me. And so I felt like I was a slave to my mother. She took faith away from me in a way, and I became angry at her. And for so many years afterwards, I was unable to embrace faith again. And so that word faith became empty to me, because I wanted to fulfill my mother's dream, which is to have a daughter who obeyed her and made her happy. Because before I embraced Islam and before I had any understanding, I thought she was normal. But I found out later that she's sick, and there's nothing I can do about it. I have to try to do the best I can to cater to her and to make her happy and to make peace between us, and observe goodness in her and to make a bond between us, because she has a good heart, but I don't have her soul and I don't have her heart. I'm a different person, a completely different person. And so faith for me is Islam. It's not Christianity, and it's not Mormonism, and it's not even Buddhism, which my mom claims she is. And it's not Judaism. I mean, I meant Catholicism, not Judaism.
But what about the Catholic? You have experience with Catholic later on.
Oh, yeah. With Catholicism, I kind of came upon it again in college. For the first year in college, my freshman year in college, I went to a Catholic college in Massachusetts, and it was a very nice college. The kids there, you know, on the surface, they were very nice, very outgoing kids from very prominent families with money, and I became one of them. I was socializing with them, I was friends with them, my roommate was one of them, and I found later on that there was no substance. These kids were pretty empty on the inside. I found that they were smoking drugs, they were having unprotected sex, they were drinking, and ending up in terrible situations, getting pregnant, you know, catching disease, having abortions. And that to me is not faith. That to me is not Catholicism. It's emptiness and it's weakness and it's faith and it's lack in faith, or what we call faith, or, you know, the Christianity and the Christians that I came across, I found that a lot of them, at least in my age, it was just a title, you know, something they grew up with, something they never questioned as kids. They just were like zombies, you know, you're a Christian. It's like a brand, you know, like a t-shirt, like a word on a hat, something you just wear around and take off the next day, and there's nothing really there. And that was my experience with Catholicism. So it didn't really stick with me.
So is it safe to say that you looked for faith in other religions, but only found it in Islam?
Yes, exactly. That's a very beautiful way of putting it. Islam for me is true, it's pure, it's compassionate, it's charity, it's generosity, it's wonderful.
It's funny, sister, you've only been a Muslim for 8 days, yet the terminology you use in describing Islam is exactly what Islam is built on.
Thank you.
As a Muslim, and on behalf of many of our Muslim viewers, a story like yours gives us a sense of joy and gives us a sense of being proud, like a proud parent of a child. So, you know, a Chinese girl raised in America, going through hard times, trying to find strength and faith and finding in Islam is a story we can all learn from as Muslims and non-Muslims, because sometimes Muslims need to go and find faith and the answers in Islam. So we're touched by your story. We thank you. May Allah bless you.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, brother. Thank you very much.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. Can you say that, sister?
Can you go step by step, slowly?
أشهد
أن
لا إله إلا الله
إلا الله
وأشهد
أن
محمدا رسول الله
رسول الله.
The meaning of that is, I bear witness that Allah is the only God. There's no God but Allah. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his only and last messenger. Do you believe in that, sister?
Yes, I believe in that completely, 100%, to my heart's fullest and my soul's fullest.
It's our pleasure to welcome you to Islam. Thank you all for joining us today. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you. Salam. Brother, I'd like to ask you one question. And that is, for you, what is Islam? What does it mean to you? What does this faith have to do in your life?
Well, sister, first thing I'd like to say is your story isn't that different than mine personally. We all have our hardships in life, and we all seem to find our way. Just because I was born Muslim and you reverted to Islam, believe it or not, we're more similar than different, even though we are brother sister now. Islam to me is everything. Religion and Allah, without that, you know, to me it's the difference between life and death. It's like someone being alive and someone being not, you know, dead. Life without religion isn't life. You know, you have no direction, you have no sense of being, you have no confidence, you have no structure. I mean, it's everything. When you have religion, you have principle, you have honor, you have Allah's one. He controls everything. There's an ayah in the Quran that's so beautiful. Excuse my translation, but it says Allah is in control of all your affairs, but not all the people know. So if Allah's in control of all your affairs, what's there to stress? What's there to worry over or cry over? You know, so religion's beautiful. Allah's great. He protects us. He blesses us. The air we breathe, the food we eat, all the luxuries we have. To say Alhamdulillah, all thanks to God, to Allah, every day is, you know, it gives you strength. And a person with religion and with Islam and with Allah in his life is a person that's alive and has a sense of living. So I couldn't even imagine life without religion or Islam or Allah. That's basically my answer.
Thank you so much. That was beautifully said. Peace be upon you.
Thank you.